Hi there, my name is Robert.
Hello?
I'm from Minnesota Opinion Survey. We are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you just a few questions. This is actually a matter of you know, community-based organizations working on community issues. It's not a sales comment. Your opinion is very important. Would you help me for a few minutes? I'll be brief.
This is not a sales call.
It's a survey, ma'am.
Okay.
It's a quick survey.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Is your zip code 55429, ma'am?
Yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth? Hello? If you don't,
I don't know what's going to call it. Not necessary,
ma'am. Not necessary. You don't have to ask. What is your race, ma'am?
You.
Are you white, black, African-American?
I'm black.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you a parent or guardian of children under the age of 18, ma'am? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate,
high
diploma,
school.
Or achieve. Thank you, ma'am.
High school.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent, ma'am?
Democrat.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
I consider strong.
Thank you. Think about the direction of your community. Generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which your community is headed? Very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, very satisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Thinking about the state of things in the community, do you expect things to get worse or better for the next year? Much worse, somewhat worse, stay the same, somewhat better, much better.
I expect things to get better, but it's the way it looks now. It's getting worse. No food stand, nothing like that.
Okay.
We're a single mother.
Yeah, I understand. What do you think that are the most important issues facing your community today? Please select the top three issues most important to you. Affordable quality housing, access to quality education, climate changes and the environment, affordable quality healthcare, climate, criminal justice and police reform, public safety, including gun violence, access to good jobs, reducing racism and discrimination, rising cost of living, reproductive of maternal health, protecting and expanding voting rights.
Affordable housing, the safety of our kids, nonviolence.
Okay.
And many more.
Okay. Thank you. What initiatives will make you feel safe in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that will make you feel the safest. Increased police presence, more employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals, community-led violence prevention initiatives, increased gun control statewide, decreased police presence, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increase drug control and rehabilitation effort statewide.
Increase police. Increase the police
presence.
And
increase the police presence.
Yes, that's the first one. Decrease the violence. What's the other one you said?
At any point, do you want me to repeat them again for you, ma'am? Just let me know
and I will gladly repeat.
Yeah. Yes. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals. community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase gun control statewide, decrease police presence, alternative first responder to police, including mental health experts and welfare agents, increase drug control and rehabilitation efforts statewide.
The second one.
Mm-hmm. More employment opportunities for formerly incarcerated individuals? Thank you. Yeah. And one more, ma'am. One more, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. One more, ma'am, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read them again for you. Community-led violence prevention initiatives, increase gun control statewide, decrease police presence, alternative first responders to police, including mental health experts and welfare.
That one.
Thank you. Okay. What is the aspect of public safety do you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three aspects of public safety that you believe are working well on your community. Gun control measures, rehabilitation and reintegration efforts, neighborhood watch initiatives, mental health support services, drugs and substance abuse prevention, law enforcement programs, juvenile justice programs, support for victims of crime, community engagement and cooperation, emergency response services. You want me to repeat them again?
What was the question?
It's what aspects of the public safety you believe are working well on your community? Please select up to three aspects of the public safety that you believe are working well on your community. Gun control measures, rehabilitation and
first
reintegration
one.
Efforts. The first
gun
one?
Gun control measure?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then it's rehabilitation and reintegration efforts. Neighborhood-wide initiatives. You want the second one, too?
Mm-hmm.
Neighborhood-wide initiatives. Mental health support services. Drug and substance abuse prevention.
That one, too.
Drug of substance abuse and prevention, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
They need to increase all of that.
Thank you. Your opinion is very important. Now, here are some public safety solutions that some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe work best on your community. Culturally specific community healing practices. Diversifying police ranks. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Increased civilian overseeing of police and other public safety programs. Funding to support families of victims or community and police violence. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations. Which three do you think that are actually will work better on your community? Culturally specific community healing practices. Diversifying police ranks. Sorry?
Can you repeat that?
Yes. Here are some public safety solutions some communities have used. Which of the following do you believe will work on your community better? Select up to three initiatives that you believe will work best on your community. Culturally specific community healing practices. Diversifying police ranks. Using social workers, paramedics, and mental health workers to respond to certain cases. Increased civilian oversight of police and other public safety programs. Funding support families of victims of community and police violence. Reducing traffic stops for non-emergency violations.
The first one.
Okay.
The second one, the third one. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. What aspects of the K-12 education system do you believe are working well in your community? Please select up to three initiatives that you believe are working well in your community. A diverse range of free and affordable extracurricular activities and opportunities, diversity of teachers, access to educational resources, parental involvement and support, robust curriculum and support academics, social and emotional development, school safety and security, special education programs, Black-centered curriculums, up-to-date school facilities and infrastructure, quality of teachers, access to technology.
Access to technology, more safety for the kids in school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one more, ma'am. Let me read them again to you. Okay?
And the last one.
Okay, you mean quality of teachers.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statements? There are no enough mental and physical health sources for K-12 students in community. In our community, I strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, I strongly disagree.
Strongly agree. It's not much here in the community.
Thank you. Which of the initiatives or programs do you think be the most helpful to support the mental and physical health of students in your community? Please select up to three that help you the most. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress. Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Access to quality after-school programs. Access to cultural and affirming curriculum. Suicide intervention programs. Mentorship programs. Walking counseling centers at school.
Yeah, those three right there.
I can read them again. School-based resources that help families discuss race and cope with racial stress.
Resources to help families, that's the first one.
Mm-hmm. And the second one? Promoting mental health literacy for students, teachers, and caretakers. Thank you.
Yeah.
Access to quality after school programs. Access to cultural affirming curriculums.
Yeah.
You want the third one or the fourth one?
The third one.
Thank you, ma'am. Mm-hmm. We're almost done, ma'am. Here is the definition for the term restorative justice. Restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harms, and wrongdoing that focus on repairing the harm caused to individuals and the community, rather than solemnly punishing the offender. It seeks to promote accountability and healing and reconciliation among all parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs on school? Strongly support? Somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
Somewhat.
On the terms restorative justice, ma'am, is a restorative justice is an approach to addressing conflicts, harm, and wrongdoing that focus on repairing the harm caused to individuals of the community. Rather than solemnly punishing the offender, it seeks to promote accountability, healing, and reconciliation among all the parties involved. Do you support or oppose promoting restorative justice programs on school? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose.
I don't know. I don't understand all of them.
Okay.
It's okay. Yeah.
No problem. Let's move on. School resources officers are police officers hired by the local police department to work in school settings. Do you support or oppose the use of a school resources officer in Minnesota schools? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, strongly oppose. You say
strongly
support?
Opposed.
Okay, no problem. Do you support or oppose allowing school resources officers in Minnesota school to use restraining such as a chokehold on students. Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? Black students in Minnesota school are treated differently than students of all races. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Which of the following will most help you and your family feel economically secure? Please select up to two options that will help you the most. Debt reduction, support building a strong professional network, help starting or maintaining business, help acquiring valuable job skills, ability to build an investment portfolio, more opportunity to promote and raises, financial literacy resources to reach final financial goals. Would you like me to repeat them again? Hello? Hello? You still with me? Hello, ma'am? Hello? Hi, you still with me? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said the first one and the last one.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I thought I lost you then. I apologize. Thank you. Which of the following will be most helpful in combating the racing?
I got
like about six more questions, ma'am. Bear with me. We're almost done. Which of the following will be most helpful on combating the rising cost of living for you and your family? Please select two of the most that actually help you. Increase food assistance programs. Increase statewide subsidizing housing. Increase rental assistance program. Increase income-based housing programs, universal healthcare, increase home ownership programs, subsidized public transportation, universal basic income. Which of the two you think are actually help you the most, and you and your family?
Well, to decrease the rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and the second one?
Make the housing, structure the housing more secure.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on. Which of the following are the most important traits that you look for on your neighborhood to live for? Please select up to three traits that are the most important to you. Neighbors who look like me, access to work or natural spaces, safe and secure surroundings, friendly and supportive neighbors, access to good school, affordable housing options, walkability, convenient public transportation options, employment opportunities nearby.
Affordable housing, information, and public transportation.
Okay. And public transportation. Thank you. Okay. Which of the following initiatives do you believe will be the most helpful allowing people in your community to buy their own homes? Please select up to two that are most helpful initiatives. Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing. Setting rent control to allow people to save move from purchasing a home. Teaching people about ownership, home ownership. Making houses more energy efficient to save on utilities. Building more middle and low income housing, repurposing unused and abandoned land or buildings for affordable housing.
People have to save more before they get a home.
Okay. And which one will be the second one? Giving incentives to companies who build affordable housing, teaching people about home ownership.
That one.
The first one. Thank you. Are you married or married living with a partner?
Yes.
Single, separated, or divorced? Widow.
Single.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people currently live in your household? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 or more?
1, 2.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, student? How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker or stay-home parent, or student?
Part-time.
Thank you. We're almost done, ma'am. Were you born in the United States or in another country? I was born in the United States. I was born in another country.
I was born in another country.
Thank you. Were your parents born in the United States or another country? Both were born in the United States. One was born in another country. Both were born in another country.
Another country.
Thank you. For whom did you vote on 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else? I was not eligible to vote.
Who?
For whom did you vote on 2020 general elections for president, or were you unable to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, or was not eligible to vote? Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
What?
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, small town, rural?
What's rural?
Thank you. Last year, 2020. Say it again?
What I mean by... I don't understand that. That's not the topic.
The area where you live, it's like, for example, did you live in a city, you live on the country, or you live on a small town?
I live in Brooklyn Park.
Oh, so you actually live in a big city. So that's basically urban. Okay?
Yes.
Last year, in 2020, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than 24,000, 25,000 to 34,000. 35 to 44,000,
45 to
44,000. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. That's complete the survey. Thank you very much for participating. Thank you very much, and have a great afternoon. Thank you. Say it again.
I said less.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we put. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day. Thank you.